This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. The New York Giants have pulled off one of the biggest upsets in NFL history. They defeated the undefeated New England Patriots 17-14. Jason Jagpal was celebrating in New York's Times Square.
Oh, my God. Oh, I am in heaven right now. This is ridiculous. Not only did we win the Super Bowl, we beat the Patriots.
NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Glendale, Arizona, where the game was played.
In the end, there was a quarterback leading his team down the field on a winning drive in a Super Bowl game that involved the New England Patriots. But the quarterback this time was not the Patriots' legendary Tom Brady.
Manning lobs it! Burris alone! Touchdown, New York!
Eli Manning to Plaxico Burris, a Super Bowl victory, as heard on Fox TV. Manning has one of the most pressure-packed jobs in the NFL. In four inconsistent seasons with the Giants, he's been hammered by the New York sports media. He's also toiled under the huge expectations of being the little brother of Indianapolis star quarterback Peyton Manning, who was last year's Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. After last night, they need to clear some room in the Manning trophy cabinet. Eli won the MVP award and said afterwards he relished those last couple of minutes when he led his team to victory.
I've talked about it before with Peyton and kind of what situation you want to be in. You know, you want to be down fourth in the game where you kind of have to score a touchdown. If you're down three, you might just settle for a field goal. You kind of like being down four where you go in, you know, you have to score to win the game in a Super Bowl, and to go and do it, you know, it's just an unbelievable feeling.
The winning drive included a play that will be part of Super Bowl lore. Manning pulled a Houdini-like escape from several grasping Patriots defenders, lobbed the ball to wide receiver David Tyree for a huge gain. As he grabbed for the ball, Tyree pinned it one-handed against his helmet. It was the kind of play that makes you believe in fate, the kind of play New England always seemed to come up with, as it was winning three Super Bowls since 2002. But last night, with the sports world ready to crown the 19-0 Patriots the greatest team ever, the Giants hijacked the coronation, leaving the Patriots 18-1 and hugely disappointed. Here's Tom Brady.
You know, it's one thing if I felt we weren't prepared or didn't work hard or didn't give it our all, and we did. And we left it all out there. Guys are spent. Guys played extremely hard, played hurt. I'm sure it'll be tough to swallow over the coming months.
Brady threw a record 50 touchdown passes this regular season, but he looked anything but record-setting last night. And all credit goes to the Giants' defense. Going into the game, the experts said New York's glimmer of hope would come from the defense pressuring Brady. New York sacked him five times, made him hurry his throws, countless others. Giants defensive end Michael Strahan was in the thick of it.
You can sense that they were frustrated. I think in a way, a little surprised. We were stopping the best offense and football.
Something they didn't do 5 weeks ago when the two teams played in the final game of the regular season. New England won 38-35, but Strahan thinks that rough-and-tumble game helped set up last night's upset.
This is a team that the last time we played them in Giants Stadium may have put up 38 points, but you can tell they were uncomfortable in that game. I think we brought a level of physicality that they had not seen. For us to come in and get another opportunity, amazing. And to take it to another level, you couldn't write this story any better. To drive down, finish 17-14, you can't beat it.
No, you can't write it any better, so I'll stop after two final thoughts. A victory parade a lot of people thought would never happen now is scheduled for tomorrow in New York City. And there are some members of the 1972 Miami Dolphins waking up happy today because they're still the only team to go through an entire NFL season unbeaten. Tom Goldman, NPR News.